I'm Kristen. I'm one of the English teachers. This story is called Cow and Lion. In the rainforest of Bhutan, two friends used to live, a cow and a lion. They were very good friends. Both helped each other with their needs. One fine morning in October, both cow and lion were drinking water from the same pond. While drinking, the cow dropped a little bit of her saliva into the water, and the lion drank some of it up. The lion liked the taste of the cow's saliva. She couldn't help it. A cruel thought appeared to her. She thought, if the cow's saliva tastes this good, then obviously eating the whole cow would be delicious. Both the lion and the cow were pregnant at that time. Since the cow and the lion were friends, the lion honestly told the cow that she wanted to eat her. If the cow said no, then she would just kill her right away. The cow requested that the lion wait until she gave birth to her calf, and then she was willing to be eaten by the lion. Time passed, and both the lion and the cow gave birth to their calf and cub. Their babies were growing up. Like their parents, the friendship between the calf and cub grew, and they became very good friends. Eventually, the day of sorrow arrived. The cow had to die. The lion told the cow that she wanted to eat her, so they decided to go far in the jungle and finish the sorrowful task. Lion made a promise to the cow that she would protect and never eat the calf. Before leaving, cow put some of her milk in some leaves and gave it to her calf. Cow told her calf, "Keep your eyes on the milk. Wait for me while this milk is white. When the milk changes to a red color, then assume I will not return." The calf was young and didn't understand what his mom was trying to tell him. He was expecting his mom to come back when the dark of night fell, but the cow never came back. As time passed, both cub and calf came to know about the terrible incident. The cub was very upset about this incident. His best friend's mom was eaten by his own mother. Cub could not tolerate this cruel task done by his mom. He decided to take revenge for his friend's mom. One day, the cub pushed his mom into a big pond of water and killed her. Both friends go on living happily. Both grew up and become an adult lion and cow. The lion hunts around. After time goes by, it is very hard for the lion to find food. He's starving, so he has to go far into the forest for hunting. For the protection of the cow, he puts a bell on its neck and tells the cow, "Ring the bell whenever you are in trouble. When I am far away from hunting, I will hear it and come back." On the first day, when the lion was just about to catch his prey, cow, ding, 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 rings the bell. Lion leaves his prey and runs back without food. But the cow says, "He just rang the bell as a test." Lion remained hungry that day. The next day, lion goes again to hunt. Right when he is about to catch his prey, he hears the ring of the bell. So he runs back without catching his food. Cow tells him, "The bell just rang when I was eating the grass." The lion remained hungry that day too. The incident of ringing the bell occurs every day, and the lion remains foodless. As usual, one day the lion goes hunting. He's about to catch his prey when he hears the bell again. He has been so hungry for so many days, and he thinks, maybe the bell was just rung for the same reason as the previous days. So he doesn't care about the bell. He catches his food and soothes his hunger. At night, he comes back home and only finds the skin and bones of his friend. The cow had rung the bell that day when he really needed help. The lion is so upset, he couldn't save his friend. He regrets not coming when he heard the bell. The lion cannot tolerate the loss of his best friend. collects the skin and the bones of his friend and makes a fire. He puts himself on that fire and burns to death with the skull and skin of his friend. His friendship teaches the rest of the world about the value of a true friend.